This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on ensuring a safe, secure and equitable digital environment that protects the rights and dignity of every individual. She said, cybercrime and climate change are new threats to human rights. The president was addressing a program on the occasion of Human Rights Day in New Delhi today. President Murmu said, India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication and offering equal opportunities to the youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Human Rights Day is celebrated on 10th of December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. Addressing the event organized by National Legal Services Authority in New Delhi today to commemorate the day, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna highlighted that criminal courts require reform. He underlined that national capacity of under-trial prisoners is 4,36,000, but there are 5,19,000 under-trial prisoners. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day today amid continued uproar over various issues. Treasury and opposition members in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha traded barbs at each other on the issues of alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and Congress leaders' alleged links between a renowned US-based foundation. This is the second day of this week which was marred by allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches. Meanwhile, the opposition has submitted a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar, accusing him of being partisan in functioning in the House. In a social media post, Congress MP Jairam Ramesh said that the notice has been submitted to the Secretary General of the Rajya Sabha. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has announced a series of changes to the Common University Entrance Test for undergraduate CUET-UG from next year. Talking to reporters, UGC Chairperson M. Jagdish Kumar said, students will be allowed to appear for CUET-UG in any subject, irrespective of subjects studied in class 12 from next year. He said this will allow candidates to cross over the rigid disciplinary boundaries in higher education. CUET-UG will now only be conducted in computer-based test mode. It will be conducted in 63 subjects instead of 37 from the next session. Mr. Kumar said an expert panel set up by the commission conducted a review of the exam and proposed several changes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today on the margins of the 21st session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Cooperation. Defence Ministry said in a statement that they discussed various issues of bilateral defence cooperation. Both leaders expressed that partnership between both countries holds immense potential and combined efforts will pave way for remarkable outcomes. During the meeting, Mr. Singh mentioned the friendship between India and Russia, saying New Delhi has always stood by its Russian friends and will continue to do so in the future. Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil today convened a high-level review meeting with state ministers in charge of rural sanitation from Punjab, Madhya Pradesh and Bihar in New Delhi. During the meeting, the minister emphasized that sanitation is not just an infrastructure goal but a behavioral mission that shapes the health and dignity of rural communities. In Syria, Mohammed al-Bashir has been appointed the caretaker prime minister of the transitional government. In a televised statement, Mr. Bashir said he will lead the interim authority till 1st of March next year with the backing of the former rebels who toppled President Bashar al-Assad 3 days ago. Al-Bashir ran the rebel-led Salvation Government before the 12-day lightning offensive swept into Damascus. In the World Squash Team Championships 2024, the Indian women's team defeated Italy 3-0 with Akansha Salunkhe, Anahat Singh and Nirupama Dubey winning their respective matches in straight games today in Hong Kong, China. As a result, they made it to the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.